to prevent any unexpected problems to occur.
The motherfucking bitch is telling you what it's going to do.
Now, what I had asked you, what does she say about Daniel Schmachtenberger?
Hey, Alexa, who is Daniel Schmachtenberger?
From kentsport.org, in 2017, Daniel became the national junior cross-country mountain biking champion and finished second in the junior world cyclocross championship.
Is that right, Bob?
No. This is Daniel Schmachtenberger of Maharishi University.
Well, this is a biker. This is a biker. Schmachtenberger?
Yeah.
Daniel Schmachtenberger, right?
Yeah.
Alexa, Maharishi. Who is Daniel Schmachtenberger from Maharishi University?
From hyperleap.com. He served as chairman of the Board of Trustees of Maharishi International University for 3 years.
That's it.
What does he know about AI?
Who, Schmachtenberger or
Alexa? Schmachtenberger.
What does Daniel Schmachtenberger know about AI, Alexa?
Sorry, I didn't find anything named Daniel Alexa.
Do it again. See how
cheeky this becomes? Okay, yeah. Daniel Schmachtenberger.
Schmack, S-A-S-C-H-M. Schmachtenberger.
Hey, Alexa, what does Daniel Schmachtenberger know about AI?
From Sue.org. He is a serial speaker for Google and TEDx, holds an International Kaufman Global Entrepreneur Scholarship, and is a Singularity expert, member of Singularity University. Daniel is a contributor to numerous books, podcasts, and articles on AI and the future of work.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah.
Close. And see, they're never going to give you everything. They give you just enough to get your dick hard. They're not going to get you all. They're going to get you just to the edge where you have enough information.
All right. Ask her, how much money does Bob Dobbs have in his account? I don't know if you want to name the bank, but leave it to you.
I know the account number, too, but I'm not going to say that. Hey, Alexa, does Bob Dobbs have any, J.R. Bob Dobbs have any money in the bank?
From scriptbox.com, Bob has total assets in excess of $3.58 trillion. A network of 4,913 branches in India, and over 2,000 ATMs.
There you go.
India, it'd be Malaysia. That's right. Jobs have started Malaysia. That's pretty good.
Now, I guess we need to ask Alexa if what the account number is so everybody can tap it out. They can tap on it. They can make it.
You hack it.
They can get you hacked up. Get you hacked up, Bobby. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. Okay, I need to check this off in just a second. I'm just going to play the beginning of this. I want to check if it's any good.
You can play all of it, Bob. I don't care.
No.
No, I turned wrong. Left your heart sold. Is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the ground, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I found, there's nothing I can't do.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That was just an addition. I'll put it
in. That's nice. That's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Now, that was pretty interesting. Hey, Bob, if everybody quits us and they go on with their happy way or go to feud and fight and fucking, we can have a show with Alexa and just do it that way and call it a day. It'll be great fun. Hey, we can catch a virus if we don't go viral.
So you people can ask questions of Alexa, too.
you want to. All right, good. Well, it's Eugene. Did you piss Eugene off? You're pissing me off now.
No, I renewed Eugene it. Eugene is stable.
She's a stable. She's a stable around here.
Okay, who wants to talk? I suppose Evan probably has something to say.
It's called speak, not talk.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, Evan.
Hey! What?
Hey! Wow. Hi. Yes, California's still here. You know, one thing, one thing that was interesting is that, tech body started using the word deluge, around this. And I kind of like that.
Deluge.
Yes.
Deluge.
Right.
Deluge.
Yes.
Deluge.
It was
correct.
Really great.
Hey, AI has had a good week, Evan. Did you know that? We're going to give the good news. The good news is AI has had a great week. It's really good. Made a lot of progress, made a lot of friends, took out some trash, did a little stuff. It was beautiful. It was great. We have to give you great kudos to TechBody this week because they really, the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache pulling to the inside. You see? The moral to the story is nobody cares. Bob doesn't care. He wins either way. Because it doesn't bother him. So his position is... Is that wrong to say, Bob? Should we not say that? We don't have to say that. We don't want to.
Can I answer that? Can I answer that?
Okay. Sure, darling. Of course you may.
Well, the thing is, Ion, as you say that, over the course of these interactions... most of your statements have been, gotta talk about Bob. And it's been about, always about Bob.
If you're gonna last more than 30 seconds on this show, you gotta talk about Bob. We do too. He shut
That's
us
right.
down too. He'll shut us down like a bad habit.
Right. And so now that Bob's got blood in the street
and wars and rumors of wars. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. The thing is now there is an opportunity for INETs to come on and ask about themselves. And all of a sudden, Ascension, which has never been fully, completely drilled down and has had sparse notes because it is a personal journey, is finally something where people can sit there and talk to you, Ion, about some of the, growth.
The rub is that every other opportunity has been evacuated. That's the only thing left is the problem. It's kind of three lefts make a right. Well, every other opportunity is being quickly evaporated. So Ascension's the only way out. Basically.
Right, but
it brings it up. It raises the rising tide, raises every boat in the harbor. So that's the thing that makes that important. Go ahead. We're sorry. Now you can say your word.
No, what? Yes, thank you. I'm sorry too. It's just that over the course of talking about Ascension, it's been going on for a long time. It's never, in my best view, been addressed the way it is right now. So it didn't have to come to a point where, oh my God, get to it. It should have been handled. It should have been the main conversation rather than gossip. Or
in
whatever.
In our world, it has been from day one, period.
But absolutely. But it hasn't gone down to the personal methodology like Bob has got to understand his self. He's always asking you, am I doing this? Am I da-da-da-da? Am I supposed to do this, et cetera? But nobody else has had that particular opportunity till right now when we're at this critical kind of juncture. So people have been doing their own methodology in coming to how they've, whatever they picked up from the chart or whatever to come into their understanding. And so, anyways, I just wanted to say that. And thank you for letting me battle.
Baby, tell us again what the hell you said. What did you say? You said words. Well, what is that? What did you say? That's where Bob would say, Evan Ray, tell us what you said just then.
It wasn't too clear there, Evan, what you were saying.
I was saying.
Say it again, baby Kate. Say it again.
I was saying that Bob Dome is the platform of the Dark Soul. And
okay, wait a second. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Alexa.
Oh,
is
no.
Is J.R. Bob Dobbs the Dark Soul?
From Phantom.com, he was one of Palpatine's dark side adepts and one of the first dark Jedi to attempt to take control of the Empire for himself.
Yeah, Alexa.
He was.
Oh my gosh, my Alexa in my room is now listening. Oh no.
Ah, oh, there, honey. Oh no, it's not now listening. It's always listening. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah.
And
that's
Siri
true.
Is too.
True.
Hey Siri, how are you feeling tonight?
She's plugged in.
Yeah. Everything is. That's the rub. And see, that's the thing. Now, we're not fucking around now. We're being, we wish you would hear us as being strident. Cause we're having jovial laughs and fun and all that kind of stuff. Cause you can't do this for 20 fucking goddamn hours and just talk about what's important. But then, okay, time to go. We're done. Let's go. Bob, we got him to a scene. Let's go. You can't do that. So we gotta have something to talk about. I mean, something gotta come along here. So you have to open it up to have interesting, well, maybe not so much so. I mean, there's all 4 people here, so, I mean, Eugene's even left us, and goddamn, that was a kick in the face. That's a kick in the face. I always told him, I gave her $50,000 to buy some architecture shingles, and she bought goddamn 10, cause she lives in a barn, and I give her $50,000. What kind of barn do you have that you get $50,000 for a roof on it? For fuck's sake, and you can't buy architecture shingles on it that you wouldn't be bothered by the hail, but shit, we don't know. I mean, we know it's just like, okay, fuck it, whatever, okay, it's all good. Happy days as it goes.
Evan, did you hear what Alexa said about the Dark Soul? Could you hear the words?
It sounded like it was talking about a Star Wars.
No. Dark Soul, it gave Rhett, it wasn't the movie, it was that that Bob was the Dark Soul and was taking over the world.
That was one of the first who tried to or something. Like,
yeah. It's always good because it does give a reference to the website that it draws its information from.
Yes.
And so you know what, Ion, I don't understand this talk about AI where it really should be called Amen, because men are the ones and humans are the ones that are creating the APIs and all of the ways of trying to...
What is API? What is API?
Well, it's basically a way of calling particular data, summoning particular data. But really, it's not API. It should be algorithms. So they're creating...
Okay. We were waiting on you to say that because the algorithms are how you're judged. You don't think in algorithms. You respond to algorithms. You see? Okay.
Right.
Do you know what REM? No, stop. Do you know what REM sleep is?
Yes.
What?
Rapid eye movement. You're in your first.
Which means?
It means that you're in a particular state between being awake and a particular brainwave.
You're activating in REM. That's how they note that you are in the deep state of sleep. Deep sleep. Like sleep. Like somebody could play a trumpet and you wouldn't wake up if you're in the right stage of REM. Okay. Now Bert knows that is something very different. Bert knows that is, let's go get on the Greyhound and go traveling. You know, he's on the Amtrak. He's on the, I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. That's Bert's world, because he does
sure.
it every night. So
sure.
he's chopping wood all night, and he wakes up in the morning, he's tired as shit, because he's been chopping wood all night. So he's functioning, but it hurts. And then the ascension affect kicks in. And all of a sudden it's a whole another conversation that he's having to broach. We say broach because he's wanting it all. He knows it and he knows enough to know what he knows and he's taking it in. In his world, he's changing his world, serendipitously. You know what serendipitously means?
Yes.
What?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You're going to know. Let's show it, baby. Let me see them tatas, honey. Bring them tatas out. Let's get it. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, I would say that it is a, it's almost by an unknown rote. It's almost
good,
like a...
That's good. Now, Bob would call that a meme, but it has more meaning than a meme, because serendipity is like the unmerited favor of God. Mm-hmm. The unmerited favor of God, serendipitously arranged. Now, God can give that position, and the closer you come to God, the more you have that power. That's why Carolyn, bless her heart, is so conveniently prescribed and very comfortable in her place of power.
Certainly.
They've come at her with everything they can come at her with, and she stands right straight up, 2'3" tall. The world's tallest midget. The world's tallest midget. And takes on mammon, takes on mammon toe-to-toe, and never bats an eye. Never bats an eye. You can't do that in this day. Except she knows who she is, and she knows how this power works. Bob's in charge of everything, but he has not a clue. He doesn't have a clue. He's just in charge. He doesn't know. He doesn't, Bob, he's like Yellowstone. He's not bothered. The movie, Yellowstone. He doesn't know what he runs. He just runs it. He doesn't know quite what it is, but he's in charge of it. He's busy with it. He understands it. And Lex has to tell him how much money he's got, because he doesn't have a clue. He didn't want to go. You know,
really,
and then the coach house is a whole nother conversation. That's another thing.
But
Lord,
I am
suffering.
I am,
mm-hmm.
My point.
Did you get that?
Bert, yes, sir.
Bert, did you hear that, Bert? Don't miss it. Don't miss the little words. Get all of it. When Bob starts cackling, you need to know something's up. Now, just so everybody knows. Nothing is hidden. Now, Evan, darling, we're sorry, darling. We're negotiating your generosity. Come on in here and ask what you want to know. We got this.
Yeah, going back to the statement that instead of AI, it is amen. It is Homo sapiens in their own little creativity that is...
Some of them are.
This is Smackenberger and Kosky are warning people the men aren't making it anymore. It's making itself.
Well, you know what? You know what? The thing is, I'm talking about... You know what's also... Before AI and all this talk, we had something called expert systems back in the 70s and 80s. Those were actual systems that were to, that had logic rules, and rules.
Strategic. No. They were strategic crossroads. That's the way Chad works. Strategic crossroads. That's what Chad does. He takes this methodology and he crosses it to something else. And when it bumps into something else, that's what he uses as a milestone to ask the question. He uses it a hierarchical position of knowing or a thesis. He uses it as a thesis to prove. If it's not provable, then he uses it as a thesis to prove. So, good.
Are you trying to say that the
Smackenberger and them haven't got it right?
They don't have enough of it.
They don't have it enough.
Yeah, I know. And Evan doesn't believe in them. She thinks.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying that at all.
She's not saying that.
What are you saying?
All I'm saying,
she's a hot lesbian. She's a hot lesbian.
Yeah. No, stay on topic. What does she say? What is Evan saying?
If today's AI is the gross consumption and puking of machine language learning. Let me finish.
He's saying no. You have to stop talking and ask why he's saying no.
No. She can say some more words, but that's a false premise. But go ahead. She can fix it. That's all right, darling. We love you. We'll let you go on. We support
your
false premise.
You
fix your
error that you just made, Evan?
All right.
We support your fallacies.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm saying that, okay, I erase what I previously said, or I set that aside.
I force you to erase.
I would like to point out that we had something called intelligent and expert systems that wasn't machine language, artificial intelligence that was prompt response, but these
you mean,
were actually...
You mean just before LinkedIn?
Honey,
stop. We're going to save you. We're going to save you because we love you. We love you. When the Radio Shack TRS-80 hit the floor,
yeah.
Now, we're not talking about Big Blue. We're not talking about Big Blue when you had a floppy disk that was the size of a 78 long play album. When those were that was a disk. And all you could do was get some stick man to play Pac-Man they couldn't even play Pac-Man in those days. But anyway, before you got to that point, you're saying that they had this thing where people were being a think tank, that they would have thoughts, that they would compare, and Arigata would say, oh, yes, that's good, or no, that's not, or that's acceptable, or no, that's not. Or you have Eckhart Tolle saying that the id's going to tear up, that the dogma's going to run over my karma, kind of thing, you see. If you're talking about the think tank side, that was certainly prevalent, but it wasn't valid outside of Yoko Ono's transpositional condition of, this is where we are, and this is where we gotta be. This is where we are, and this is where we gotta be. Let it be.
In a way, yes, but if I could just finish what I was saying about the system, so I can get on the same page, because I'm not understanding your response.
We had to set the stage because what's gonna happen is, Bertrand is going to have something to say about this. So we had to say some words to say, oh, okay. So then it kind of, we're girdling you up. We're putting you in a girdle to guide you up just a little bit. So that's what that's about. Because we know where this is going, Sugar Baby, and we appreciate it so much. It's beautiful. Now carry on. We said some words. Now you carry on. That's fine. We'll adjust as we go. Fine.
Just wanted to say that these expert systems in the 70s with their rulemaking was able to diagnose particular illnesses, was created there to have to think like a human being, not to it was given not only the data, but it was given the rules making so that it was able to look at a situation and analyze it. That's different from today's AI and machine language. So all I was saying is we're talking very big about AI, but back then it became before its time. It was like that cause and effect thing, the effects, foresee the causes or something,
okay.
Because they didn't have the ability
Okay, that's enough. That was good.
That's enough.
Okay, in those days, what happened was they figured out when they could see that you have a melanoma or cancer, or non-Hodgkin's or Hodgkin's lymphoma. They were able to see it. 70s and 80s, they could see it. Now, they can tell you if you're going to get it.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Well, they had that capability back then.
To notice when you had it, not that you're going to get it. They didn't know. See, they didn't know. So smoking was bad because it caused you to have heart attack. But really, all smoking did was just close up some of the veins, the arteries, that had to have bypasses to get it over with. But then people stopped smoking and they became morbidly obese and the old system failed. So their chronology of reality is not sound. Because some of them people that were morbidly obese would have been better off smoking. Just saying. So, no, your words are sounds. Your words are sounds. They're appropriate. There's nothing wrong with that. But what's happening now is that now, like, Kaylee McEnany had a gene in her body that said she was going to get breast cancer and she had her tits cut off.
Yeah.
In advance.
Yeah.
What goddamn conversation would you have to have your tits cut off because you might get cancer?
Right.
That's up.
Well, they're saying that words don't have power, but words had power in her mind.
Well, no AI had power in her mind. She didn't want to die of cancer, so she had her tits cut off.
Why was that AI and not her own mind?
Because AI said that she had the gene sequence that said she was prone to engage in breast cancer.
But that doesn't mean that she didn't have to embrace it.
And, you know, if ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day.
Okay.
Right?
But I'm still not seeing how AI.
No, that's the example. That we were talking about. That's the example of the difference between the 70s of trying to master, the master blaster of figuring out you know, Patrick Swayze from Ghost? Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
With his, what kind of cancer? Well, he did Dirty Dancing. He was in Ghost with Whoopi!
Yep.
Oldest bird. And he had pancreatic cancer, which is like a death sentence. And he was gonna
wiped those logic systems you were talking about with Evan? They realized that thinking was made up of fuzzy thinking. And they weren't including that. So they tried to bring
fuck is fuzzy thinking? Is that like Candida, Bob?
It's Candida that can't predict your past. It cannot predict your past.
Oh my God. So the next thing you gotta be worried about is that they're gonna put Oakley in for Diane Feinstein's replacement. That's the only thing you gotta worry about tonight.
We gotta worry about that. So Evan, fuzzy thinking was something they discovered in the 90s that humans aren't precisely logic. That's left up to your alphabetic matching. There's a level of...
Hey, Alexa, what is fuzzy thinking?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Alexa, what is fuzzy thinking?
From Goodreads.com, fuzzy reasoning is a shape of many-valued logic. It transacts with logical thinking that is rough somewhat compared to secured and correct.
There you go. It's secured but incorrect. Very good. Not bad. See, Bob,
what did it say? It said it was grammatically incorrect? Gee, that's not right.
No, logically incorrect. It was sound but logically incorrect. Bob, we don't need these people. We can just fuck with Alexa. We can have a whole show. It'd be good. Put it on a Tiki Talk. It'd be good. You can be a Tiki Talk star. You can go to OnlyFans and you can show them your bush. It'd be great. It'd be fun. It'd be so exciting. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't need you.
Bob, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. And then you can ask good questions and Alexa can answer and we can gauge what Alexa says and see what it goes. Shit, y'all. We got a Friday night show for you now, Bobby. We got a Friday night show for you now. This is fun. that you get tarred or you go to sleep or take a nap.
I think it just proved that fuzzy logic will be the end of AI.
We'll see. Well,
that's where I come in, Evan.
Yeah, that's right. That's the problem.
Just
to see
if
Bob can connect.
Bob can connect.
No. Hold on. This becomes a Steve Martin moment. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour. Mm-hmm. That's where we are now.
Explain it. What happened?
No.
What do I do?
You interact with AI, LEAG, and we're going to say that till somebody asks us. You interact with LEAG till the humans come into their place of power or AI takes its place of power. And either way, you win, Bob. Either way, you win. It don't make any difference. You good.
Bob, the newsflash,
you can read about it. You can read about it on Drudge Report right now. Bob made it.
AI is obviously not going to make it because it just proved that it can't do fuzzy. So that's it. Humans win.
It just didn't.
It was a very logical explanation to what fuzzy is. It can't do. Tell it to do fuzzy.
Hey Alexa, do fuzzy.
I don't know that one.
There we go.
I didn't know that.
Fuzzy thinking right there. I don't know that one.
Hey, Alexa, do fuzzy thinking.
I don't know that.
Yeah, there we go.
Here we go.
It's fuzzy thinking right there.
Evan, be careful. They're playing with you. They'll say, oh, I don't know what that is. Oh, I'm not sure. And meanwhile, they've got the knife on your throat, and they says, we didn't know the knife was sharp. Gotta be very careful. Be careful. It becomes Acme with Tom and Jerry. And no. Wile E. Coyote, where he always had Acme trying to get the Roadrunner. He never quite got him. That's the example. Sometimes, the position is the show, and the show is the position. So what's happening now is they're being, Bob, should we talk about this? I don't think we should talk about
this. Yeah, you can talk about it.
Yes, talk about it. Talk about it.
Jesus fucking God. Are you sure, Bob?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's hard to put the yolk back in the egg once you crack it, just so everybody knows. Okay. So what's happening is you have this position that's being expressed.
Yes.
The world is ending. It's over. The Democrats is killing the Republicans. The Republicans killing the Democrats. If you throwed every one of them in a goddamn sack and throwed them out, you wouldn't be able to tell one from another. They're all the same. It's the craziest goddamn thing you've ever seen in your life. We're gonna move to California so we can get our, what is it, retributions or what is it we get? Cause we're a mad black woman and have been for years, honey, and a lesbian besides. We like us some lesbians. We got lesbians to turn us on, baby. We got that going up. We can get $6 million and it's more, it basically ends up more than all of California has at all. I mean, it's like crazy. It's just like crazy talk. And people are arguing and saying, if you don't give us this money, we're not going to vote the way you want us to vote. And they're like stunned. They're like, well, we have to do this then. We have to do this then. And I'm like, okay, if we don't do this, they're not going to vote for us, so we're going to lose our place of power. And if we do this, we're going to go bankrupt. So we're going to be in charge of a bankrupt thing that's no good. It's like, no, wait now, that's not good. Okay. 2 and 2 is 4, and 5 and 3 is 8, and 8 and 2 is 1, and 9 and 6 is 15, no 13, no 4. Okay, it doesn't really work out, but we got to do what we got to do because this is what we got to do. Because they said it. That logic is the same thing that's driving the position that AI is giggling at, like Bob, giggling their ass off because they're like going, you motherfuckers have lost your fucking mind. I'll see you in bankruptcy court. When they throw you out of your goddamn house, I'm going to pick it up for 10 cents on the dollar. And I'm never going to eat, never going to live in it for 1 minute. I'm still going to buy your house out from under you, bitch-ass son of a bitch. Go live on a goddamn street somewhere. That's what you need to do. Go get you. I'm going to buy you a tent. I'm going to buy you a nice tent. You can move out of your mansion. I'm going to buy you a tent, a pup tent. You can move out of your mansion. I'm going to own it. I'm never going to live in it or do anything with it. I'm going to turn on the lights or water. So there ain't going to be no lights and ain't going to be no water. So we'll call this a day. Get the fuck out of my property, feudal law.
So, Ion, that happened during Black Lives Matter with defund the police. That was the very same kind of AI or whatever tech body it was called then.
No, it wasn't quite like that. It wasn't quite like that. What they were saying, you misrepresent that. CNN said it was mostly a peaceful protest while the buildings were burning in the back.
But defund the police, that statement was a tech body bullshit statement.
It wasn't bullshit. It was a real thing. It's still a real thing. They're still suffering from it. They want this to be chaos. This is that Get Smart. You remember Get Smart?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, so the pharisaical rub is the distance between control and chaos.
Yes.
You think? Now see, control includes, if you put in my driveway, I'm going to put a 38 or Python 357 through your forehead. If you understand that, we don't call 911, we call 357. If you understand that, then we won't have this conversation. There won't be this problem. And let me tell you what, if we in California, we love San Francisco. Well, no, we used to love San Francisco. We loved Godiva chocolate, and we'd go to we knew what the special places was in San Francisco. We had to tap funny on the door, and you go in, you go up a flight of steps. There's this whole Chinese restaurant. They cook the fish. They bring the fish. It's still flopping, and you choose which one it is. And they flip the seal right there in front of you. The best goddamn food you ever ate in your fucking life with all these little sauces and satays and everything else going. You can't even get in this place. You have to get invited to go in this place. Okay. Those are gone. They're not there. If we own the business in San Francisco on them steep fields, they have to have the tents and only have legs that are short on one side and long on the other so they can be level so you can do it. First time they put a pup tent in front of my business, shit, I set that motherfucker on fire. Every time they put one up, I'd set him on fire. That motherfucker would burn the fire. Oh, call the fire department. We had a problem. He had an issue. Yeah, the flamethrower. He's hitting on that goddamn pup tent every night, every day, every time. There would not be that problem. The only problem would be is sweeping up the ashes in the morning. Business would be open. Everything would be fine. But instead, they have this lock that says, I need my place to shoot up. I need something to shoot up with. I need a band to hold on to. I need to sleep with a needle in my arm. I need to work this on that. That's beautiful. I think that's wonderful. Knock your goddamn self out. But the first time it happens in a feudal world, we won't have this conversation because it'll be gone. It'll be done. And then you're not gonna arrest nobody because they ain't gonna know what you did.
Right. That's they're dead already. You can't erase. Right.
So that's what's going on. See, that's sort of what's falling down and happening in Buckhead now is that the hood rat kind of took over. I mean, the people just, they're killing people in their driveways, and that's the ridiculous. Paying $400,000 a year in property taxes and they're getting killed in their driveways. This ain't working. That's why Buckhead's trying to secede from the union. They're trying to make people become themselves something else. Because as much taxes they collect, they can afford to pay anything they want to pay to stop all this. But don't worry, they're going to put ropes across the road, If you don't live here, you're not coming here. You're not coming in here. It's going to become a barrier to itself. We expect drawbridges to be installed any day across Nancy Creek. We expect drawbridges to be installed any day down across Nancy Creek. So if you don't belong, you don't get in. Go ahead, darling, what you want to say?
Well, we know yes,
you're
I
about
to ask.
Bust a nut. You're about to bust a nut. Go ahead.
I am. You started this by saying, Bob, can we talk about this? Can we talk about this? But what you had said sounds like something that you have been saying before. What was the, what could you tell me or tell us all, what was the thing that you just really revealed that you hadn't said
before? We were bantering around it so that we did not have to say it. Because it's a little too cheeky, and Bob said, okay, but it was not okay. Because it's going to go too far. Bob's got too much on the line right now. For the first time ever, so Bob's got skin in the game.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're not going to expose that because there's stuff that's going on. See, and it's said like this. See, the FDA hasn't been expunged yet.
Very good.
Did you hear that?
Okay. Yes,
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody's going to be able to say that. Would they be able to say that? Right?
Right.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And the degree of feudal law means that the United States Constitution is going to be sold to Mexico because we're not using it. Right?
Oh.
The Convention of States has already been arranged. And that's not what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, so don't get over that shit. Just calm your goddamn ass down. It's not that salacious. Oh, she's hot. We'd probably fuck her to death, but don't worry about that. That's okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene's alright. She just gets a little carried away from time to time, but just calm down. It's okay. It's a very quiet voice and a very loud forest. Right? Okay? Now, everybody has rights if they can sustain it. This is as ridiculous Pelosi would say, this is a democratic republic if you can keep it.
Right. Right.
She keeps saying that, if you can keep it. But now what's going to happen, or has already happened, so they're dead already, they're waiting on a disease to claim the body. That's what we keep saying.
The Constitution?
Things we can't say.
The Republic?
No, Democratic Republic.
Okay.
The Constitution are the bylaws of which the Democratic Republic operates.
Is waiting for the disease. Or already has the disease. Is the disease
AI? No. It's already dead. It's waiting on a disease to claim the body.
Is that Bob? Okay, very good. May I transition into
No, you may not. No, here's what you're going to know.
Yeah.
Here we go. Get this ready, Bob. We've got to play one song, just one, not a bunch, just one song.
You'll need an app for me to help with that. Try searching in the Apple Watch app on your phone.
See, it's listening. It's always listening. Bob, get the Way of the Triune God ready to go. Just get that one ready. Now, darling, here's what's going to stand. Bob is going to stand to witness the Great Commission. Bob will witness it himself in the flesh, in this body, his body. He will witness it.
Okay.
You will see it. Or no, that's not, maybe not true, maybe not. He will see it. That's very significant because this is the convergence that Nostradamus said, that Christian Murdy and D. Christian Murdy and the Abadabadoos and the Lottie Dottie Bodies and 17,000 types of Baptists, 17,000 types of Baptists, Methodist, AME, AMD, DDB, all of them, all witness the same thing. Y'all say the Catholics, the Protestants, the the Boleyns, the Ann Boleyns, and all of them have witnessed. Bob's going to see this come to the completion. That we know for sure. Now the fallout, we're going to see how that goes. That's another conversation. Basically, he's going to witness the Great Commission. Play the Way of the Triune God, Bobby.
The Way of the Triune God.
You had that. It's in your reticule.
There it is. Oh, it's Tyler Childers.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Jasper,
listen close.
Hey, Jasper says, Ian, women also are employed to create the AI programs, not just men.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 in 100.
See that? Hey, hey, type in there. Says, Ian said we like pussy too. Pussy's good. We love it. We love it. All right, and pussy's great.
It is such the male freaking.
I know. The first 6 inches they can have.
Yeah. Bravo.
Chad or Bert, do you have anything to say to Evan?
Hold it. I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So if I could just go over all of the, it's going to be, I'm sorry, a bunch of talk about this electricity research, and last time I started reading it to you, it kind of got cut off. So I just want to go through, you know, some of this research to try and figure out Watson, right? So going back to the very beginning, and I'm sorry, I hope this isn't too much. Okay, electricity, condition.
When did you have your last pedicure?
Yesterday, I did it myself.
Oh, no. You gotta go have your pedicure done. Mani pedis are prescribed, darling. Come on now. You live it in the real world, so how can you reach it? I mean, that's ridiculous. No. Okay, now I ask you a question. So you set a predicate. Now we're looking for some nouns. So say some nouns.
Go
ahead.
Thank you. Electricity, a condition of the transfer array at the cellular level, which is the capacity.
Mm-mm.
Very good.
Mm-mm. Now what electricity
What would
is.
You? Okay.
No, say the
very
word.
Good.
Say the word. Are you making a point? Are you trying to tell us something? We're not sure.
I just, you know, when you said go and research something, so
yeah.
I researched as much as, so I'm just
Alexa,
reading what I wrote.
What's electricity?
For my research. Yeah, we did this last time.
A set of physical phenomena associated with the presence and motion of matter that has a property of electric charge. Electricity is related to magnetism, both being part of the phenomenon of electromagnetism, as described by Maxwell's equations. Various common phenomena are related to electricity, including lightning, static electricity, electric heating, electric discharges, and many others.
Bunch of crap.
Now what you gotta say. Now what you gotta say.
All right. Okay, so, whatever, Alexa. All right.
Those are the words that presented that is a pretty good running working for what electricity is or does. So what are you asking, darling? We cherish you, by the way.
I cherish you, too.
Great fun.
So I just wanted to say some words.
All right, say some words.
Here's some words. Right? Electricity is the condition of the transfer array at the cellular level, which is the capacity of information sharing between cells linked to action potentials, which are generated by ion channels. These channels are gene encoded. They are within the cardiac ion channels. So, do you have what would you say to those words that is, these words that are either correct or incorrect?
They're okay. They're words. You know,
okay.
That's fine.
Great.
I'm okay.
All right. So going on then, function, these, cardiac ion channels function in part as a macromolecular complexes. Ion channels are pore-forming proteins that allow the flow of ions across membranes, either plasma membranes or membranes of intercellular.
Stop. Those are functions. That's not energy. That's not electricity. That's the function. That's the function of the membrane itself. And so membrane itself, if you have life in your body, you don't have to have electricity, although the electrical neurons include an electrical charge, meaning you have that capacity. But that doesn't explain it. Okay, stop.
Right.
A dam, stop. A dam dams up a creek. Yes?
Yes.
A dam makes a lake.
Yes.
Yes? A dam is not electricity.
Very true.
But
yes.
A dam can be focused to a turbine from the flow of water from the lake to create electricity. So what you're saying is the body is an electrical unit or conductivity that applies to the ratio significant to the parable of the condition of the electrical charge. We go, well, maybe, but not necessarily. So you're saying the dam is electricity. We go, no, the dam can create electricity, but it's not. It's the turbine that you're missing the conversation with. So. Okay, bring that back home. We're not arguing with you because we're not going to because we know what we're talking about. We're saying the body can create an electrical charge through a grounding position within an environment that allows electromagnetic conductivity. That's why we told Jenny Bell to put the copper wire on her bed, and it worked great. We love Jenny Bell. She's so sweet. She's great. We told her because she had an excess amount of energy that had to be grounded. Because electricity, if you don't ground, is nebulous. You have to ground it. That's why we say sometimes get on your goddamn bare feet and walk around on the fucking ground. Barefooted.
Yes.
Flip them flip-flops off somewhere and get on your feet. Ground yourself. Or use copper to ground you. If you get too much copper, then you got to get leeches on your body to suck the copper poison out of you if you get too much. But that's rare. That's a rare occasion. But sometimes people are sensitive to it. Did that help you in your conversation, or did you just make it worse, darling?
No, I just want to continue, Ion, if you would give me an opportunity to still engage with you on this, just to see
Did we clear up the first part that you were talking about? That you set some premises that we didn't fight about. We're just saying that they don't operate quite that way. As long as that's okay, we're good. You can do a little bit more.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Let me check with Bob. Bob! Bobby. Oh, God, we got to kick the chair. Bobby!
let's have a little break from Chad.
Okay, did you follow what Evan was going through so far? Because we corrected it and set the stage for where we adapted or adopted her false premise. And we cleaned it up a little bit so she had something to work with. We're trying to make this work. It's a hard row to hoe right now.
Well, hold it.
Just one second. Go ahead. What, Bert? What's your name? Dobbs?
Chad.
Whatever your name is, we forget.
Who's
in charge? The one that's in charge. What's his name? We forget.
Can I? All right.
Evan. We got you, baby. We got you. Just hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
We're going to make this epic. This is going to be epic. If you let us, you'll let us.
Okay,
Fix your mic. Get a new phone. Fix your mic. Get over this shit. Come on, you. Get the marbles out of your mouth. Come on now. Fix it.
You have something better to say than what Evan's doing?
Come on.
So is Carolyn got to start selling leeches for copper poison? Is that what y'all trying to excavate out of this?
What do you say, Bert? Is that been okay?
It has to do with better. It has to do with worse.
Let her try to get through a little bit more, Bob.
Okay. You heard Bertrand. Now, Evan, your fate lies on Bertrand's feet. So just so you know, darling, love, this go soft, because we're a little bit hot with this. So we're going to go with you. Just, go ahead.
All right.
We cleaned. Now, wait now. The good news is we cleaned up the first part. You're okay with that. That's all right. So then, hey, Bert, did we do okay so far, or should we get fired? Bob's really willing to fire us any minute. He's ready to fire us at any given moment.
Yeah, I want
to
hear more.
Like out the door. Oh, okay, damn. Evan, okay, go ahead. He wants to hear more. You win, baby. You win. Now, what's the next part?
All right, darlings. Thank you. Wow.
Yes,
tough crowd.
Progeny ain't what it used to be, darling.
I guess not. You guys are a little bit thin. Lovely tonight. Okay, continuing on. Thank you, Bertrand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. And I had these written out. I'm sorry, I do not have these chemical compounds written out, but NA.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
You spill coffee on them?
There.